try to get up.
All right, then. Then that's what we'll do. Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. And it's 5:32. Welcome. Welcome to Monday. We'll get you started here. We've got Bogus or Bargain coming up. We have Go Figure. Go Figure. I mean, really. We have,
Awesome Tell Me Something Good.
An awesome one. Really?
Well, I'll you let
seem
you
pretty
be
excited
the judge.
About it.
I'll let you be the judge.
I trust your judgment. Okay, we'll do that. And, of course, we're going to continue with the Super High-Low Jackpot and much more. So hang on, because here we go.
Woo-hoo!
Sunny 101.5, rated by Nielsen, is the number one station for at-work listening.
Street Commons, Tuesday night from 5 to 7:30 for trick-or-treating. Get more details on the promotions page at eddiecommons.com.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 6:19. So what's good?
You know what? This weekend, an awesome group of volunteers raised $10,500 with the Sale That Saves.
Yeah.
This is that huge garage sale at Goshen Plumbing and Heating that benefits Destiny Rescue. And so with that amount of money, they estimate that they can save 7 lives, meaning it's a group that rescues women and children from sex trafficking. So many people donated, worked tirelessly volunteering.
Were they here? Did we interview them once?
You know, we did last year.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And we talked about it last week. But so many people donated, some people in the community bought raffle tickets, you name it. So just a really cool big effort by that community to make a difference. So,
good deal.
And on a personal note, we were at a big marching band competition, the ISMA competition in Chesterton.
Mm-hmm. You went all the way to Chesterton?
Yes, yes. Jeez. We traveled. Well, it wasn't too bad. It's only an hour.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, so, but Penn Marching Kingsmen looked awesome. And so did all of the schools. You know what? It's kind of amazing to sit there and just watch how they progress from week to week.
Yeah.
And, Delaney, my daughter's up there on one of the teeter-totters, playing a clarinet and going back and forth on a teeter-totter at the same time. And just the whole group, they looked fantastic. So, yeah, we got a gold. And so they're going to move on and performing. They go to the Band of America competition, actually, at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indy next week. But, just a neat weekend. And you said you accomplished something and got some rest and relaxation in too, right?
Yeah. That's how I mark up a good weekend. If I get something accomplished around the house that needs to be done that I keep putting off, I get that done and then play. So if I do both, that's a good weekend.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah. That was the weekend to do it.
Absolutely.
I don't know about this weekend coming up. It's doable, yeah.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
All right, very good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
It's the most fun in the morning.
I love it.
Sunny 101.5. Brought to you by Dominion Automotive Group.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right, here's Tracy.
True story. I'm going to share a true story here that's not Radio Paparazzi for just a moment.
Really?
We forgot about 80s dress-up day at our house for my middle schooler.
Yeah.
So I'm texting. I just saw it on Facebook
it's
from
today?
The middle school. It's today.
Oh, so
no
the
plans.
Kids.
So my poor husband, I'm like, okay, there's pink spray dye here. There's this. I'm trying to help him
throw
something together.
Yeah. Oh, I could have helped
stressful.
You. If you'd have texted me, I could have brought you a ton of stuff. Oh, but that's for guys, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still wear stuff from the 80s. But, yeah,
girls. I'm just, it's like, okay, what can we throw together? Anyway, I'm feeling like mom of the year here because I didn't know what day it was. She mentioned it last week. And then, you know, how like you're like, okay, I have to tackle today. Can we talk about this later today? Like after we get through this thing?
Yeah.
I feel like that's how I operate my entire life.
Okay.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, but back to Radio Paparazzi.
Right.
People with real problems.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle admits in an upcoming documentary she has been struggling as a royal, a newlywed, and a new mom.
I think we kind of heard that.
Yeah, absolutely. She says, any woman, especially when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable. And when the interviewer for Harry and Meghan, An African Journey, the documentary, asked if it would be fair to say you're not really okay and it's been a struggle, she replied yes. Harry and Meghan, An African Journey, premieres October 23rd at 10 p.m. On ABC.
Okay.
Well, on Saturday, Felicity Huffman was spotted for the first time since going to prison. She was in a dark green jumpsuit as she walked outside her correctional facility on Saturday. Her husband, actor William Macy, and daughter Sophia were visiting. She is serving a 14-day sentence at the Federal Correctional Institute for her role in the college admissions scandal. Wendy Williams was honored. She got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week.
Congrats.
And addressed the elephant in the room while accepting it. She said, you know what? I've been having a very, very tough year, but slowly and surely I am climbing out of the pit. And she also teared up while talking about her son, Kevin Hunter Jr., who was in the crowd. Williams filed for divorce from Kevin Hunter Sr. in April after he had a child with his mistress, Sharina Hudson. Well, there are some rumors swirling around that Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes have split up, but those two are fighting back. She took to Instagram asking, hey, when were you going to tell me, with a picture of the two of them? And then he put out a picture showing the two kissing with a black heart emoji. So take heart, fans. It really appears that there's no trouble in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Former One Direction star Liam Payne told fans on Twitter on Friday that he is going to be releasing his first solo album on December 6th. It is going to feature a song including called Stack It Up that he co-wrote with Ed Sheeran. Let's take a listen.
Oh, Stack It Up, huh? All right, let's find out.
Ed Sheeran collaborating with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
He must have a ton of songs in his head.
Yes.
Because he's cranking them out.
I agree.
And they're pretty good, too. Yeah.
Well, this weekend at the box office, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, the sequel to that original Angelina Jolie movie, opened at the top. It brought in $36 million in sales, but that was somewhat less than expected.
Mm-hmm.
The Joker continued its strong showing in its third week, holding the number two spot with $29.2 million. Zombieland 2, Double Tap, opened at number three. Animated Addams Family film came in at number four. And the Will Smith film Gemini Man rounded out the top five. All right.
The Zombieland thing, did it show how much it made?
It did.
Yeah.
It made $26.7 million.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
But Twinkie sales tripled over the weekend. So I don't know how that happened. But okay. You'd have to see, folks, you have to see the movie to know what the Twinkie reference is about. Okay.
All right. Celebrating a birthday on Saturday. Let's do John Lithgow.
Oh, boy. You're just going to. Well, at least I know who that is.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to help you out there.
Thank you so much. At least I know who that is. That still doesn't mean I know how old, but I will tell you I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with 70.
74.
Okay. All right.
Not bad.
All right.
What about Trey Parker?
Yeah, what about Trey Parker? I was just about ready to ask you that.
He also celebrated on Saturday.
Yeah. I can't believe it. You're reading my mind at 40 years old.
50.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Co-creator of South Park, producer, right. animator, screenwriter. Did you know who that was?
I knew who it was, but
did
again,
you?
I
yeah,
don't.
These are hard.
That's a tough one because I, anyway.
And celebrating a birthday today, Judge Judy.
Oh, Judge Judy.
This one surprises me.
About how old she is?
Yes.
You know, that you saying that makes me want to say 75.
Yeah, she's 77. I just don't think she looks 77.
Well, she looks.
She looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Judge Judy.
I guess you age well when you tell everybody what to do.
Waking up was never so easy. It's still kind of hard.
This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5.
But that's not going to stop us from
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks.
Oh, boy.
You know what my life hack is?
No, I don't.
It has to do with pumpkins. Tis the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a massive pumpkin on my front porch. We usually get
massive
more than one. It was from Costco. And I mean, the thing is like, I can't even describe it. It must weigh 20 pounds. But anyway, you know how when you buy them early, and we didn't even buy it as early as we usually do, but it can be challenging to kind of keep them just nice and not decaying, or, you know, insects getting to them, or animals and that kind of thing. So
this
is a life hack to do that, to kind of preserve your pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. I want to know how to preserve my pumpkin.
Yes, it's so easy. So you take a spray bottle and you fill it with just a mixture of bleach and water. That's it. And then you spray the pumpkin and watch it last until way after Halloween.
Huh.
Yeah, a little bit of bleach and some water, and coat the pumpkin.
That
stops the animals and insects from feasting on them.
Okay. Now, you're looking at that pair of jeans you want to buy, right?
Always.
And you're standing and looking at them going, man, I wonder if they will fit.
Yep.
That's the main thing. Will they fit? And I really don't feel like going trying them on. I just, because I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
But I really want these jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Will they fit without trying them on? Here's what you do. Place the waistline around your neck.
Around
your neck. And if it fits,
really?
Then those pants will fit you. Yeah.
I'm going to test this out at home. Because I'm just not really trusting you.
Your husband's going to go, Tracy,
have you lost your mind?
And you're doing this because, well, I want to make sure
because
they fit.
Because Jack says so.
Well, put them on. I'll let you know if they fit.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks, making life just a bit easier.
101.5.
Oh boy, that means Sunny 101.5 here at 7:51. It's time for
Go Figure. Here's
and,
Jack.
You know, and we tell you that these are all true stories, and I'm gonna have a little problem swallowing this one, but
uh-oh.
I'm gonna tell you anyway. All right. Let's see here. I messed up. Okay. Here's the deal. A New York State man received a shock while driving when a deer crashed through a backseat window and promptly crashed back out the opposite window.
Are you serious?
Yes. Roger Johnston, a photographer and proprietor of Captured Moments Photography in Rome, said he was driving on Route 28 near Forestport when the doe crashed through the back seat window of his Kia Optima while he was going 55 miles per hour. Nobody can believe it. I can hardly believe it myself, and I was there, as he says.
Hmm.
I saw the deer coming at me from the driver's side, and it started to leap. Next thing I knew, I heard this loud crash, and I stopped, and there was glass and fur everywhere in my back seat, but no blood, just glass and fur. It went right through both windows, and it didn't touch the car doors. Is that an unbelievable
That's
story?
That's crazy.
Well, I'm not buying it. No, I'm not buying it. I'm sorry.
No?
No, I'm buying the deer part.
Right.
I'm not buying that he said he was driving 55. Don't give me that. There's no way you were driving 55.
Wow.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid.